Now I'm standing here, yeah, I found my light. Turn my pain into purpose. Now I shine so bright. All the scars that I carry made me
podcast. The Luke Mind Power Podcast channel. Maybe you're watching live on Facebook or YouTube, or maybe you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, wherever you're tuning in from. Welcome. I look forward to this opportunity where I get to spend some time with you, inspire you, motivate you, help you to live your dreams, not your fears. And you probably hear me saying that a lot, live your dreams, not your fears. And legit, that's what it's all about. You know, it really is about the power of your mind. It's about empowering your own mind. It's about your mind being programmed by yourself, and this is not what they'll tell you, you know. So just, you know, pay attention to what I'm sharing. And this is, again, not something that's going to stick straight away. So when we talk about your mindset, and like what you're thinking and what you're consuming and who you're becoming because of the things that you're doing every single day, this is one of the most extraordinary things that you can realize, is that many of us are just not in control of our lives because we're not in control of our minds, because our minds have been programmed from experiences, from situations, from relationships, from whatever we've been through in the past, and we are just functioning from those past memories. That's how your reality is created. So when we go through, let's say, an unhealthy relationship, or we keep attracting, this is a great example, if we keep attracting unhealthy relationships, or as some of us would call it, toxic relationships or negative relationships or disrespectful relationships, you know, the big question is happening straight away. And it's like, well, why am I attracting these kind of people into my life? Okay. So there's probably, again, I'm digressing a lot because I want to talk to you about becoming a coach. I want to talk to you today in this podcast about what it's like to have an online business, what it's like to be a life coach, a motivational speaker, everything that Luke Mindpower does. I want to kind of give you an inside scoop of what it's like to live this kind of life, because maybe you do eventually want to become a coach, or maybe you've felt an inkling of like, hey, I would like to help others, right? And so we can make that possible for you because we have the Luke Mindpower Coaching Institute, which is something I started last year in May 2025. So it's an amazing opportunity for you to go through a certification, become a life coach, start your online coaching business, and, you know, make a massive positive impact in the world, but also, you know, be of service to others, and you're living in your purpose. It's such an extraordinary gift and blessing to be able to help others change their lives. So I want to talk to you about that. But before I do, what I was just talking about is like power of your mind. And the power of your mind and your thoughts and what your beliefs is basically what creates your reality. It's what creates the life that you're living. So a lot, I've heard this so much because a lot of people who join my Superpower Mastermind, many of us have been through toxic relationships, unhealthy relationships. I don't even like to use the word toxic because it doesn't really explain it. But if we can say negative or bad experiences, you know, we tend to get to this point where we're not really taking ownership, nor do we really understand or can we comprehend, when we're not as self-aware, of how our mind actually works and why these things are happening to us. Right? It's almost like we feel like we are perfect and that we are good, because deep down we know we are. We're good people. We have big hearts. We want to help others. We want to give to others. You know, we have been taken advantage of, and we're vulnerable, and we could, in a sense, be a bit naive because we're just so kind and we're so loving and we want to give to people. But then we've attracted people that really don't have the same best interests for us at heart. And so we get taken advantage of. So then we can call these people toxic, negative, disrespectful, whatever those negative experiences are. So we're not realizing the one simple truth that when we go back to the law of attraction, you go back to, you know, you attract into your life that which you are, which is quite, think about that. You attract into your life that which you are. Now, if you're in your life attracting unhealthy relationships or negative experiences, and you're going through these experiences, people who have taken advantage of you, we go back to the law of attraction. You go back to, you attract into your life that which you are. So if you are, you're not saying you're a bad person, you're negative, you're disrespectful, that kind of, so why do we have people that come into our lives and that treat us with disrespect? Why do we have people in our life that have abused us? Why do we have people in our life that have taken advantage of us, right? That weren't as giving as we were. No, because you're so loving, you're so giving, you just want other people to be happy, you just want to serve, you want to help them. but then you don't get the same in return. So what does it really come down to? How is that actually possible? You attract into your life that which you are. And so if you want to change your life, change your mind. If you want to change your life, change your mind. What happens if you change your mind? Well, you change your beliefs. What happens if you change your beliefs? Well, then you're going to fucking make sure that whoever disrespects your or crosses your boundaries, what are boundaries? Well, someone that crosses over a certain invisible line where they haven't made you feel fucking good. Someone takes advantage of you or takes a stab in your back or talks shit about you or doesn't treat you the way that you deserve and know you should be treated, right? Then they're crossing your boundary. So if, what does it come down to? What does it come down to? If you attract into your life that which you are, but you are not a negative person, you are not a bad person, so then what's the problem? So most kindest and gentlest way, I'll tell you what the problem is. Low self-worth, low self-confidence, right? Low self-love, everything is low. Don't value myself, don't fucking have standards. Right, but what I do have is the neediness for wanting and yearning to be loved at the expense of allowing certain people in our life to disrespect us. But because we have this insecurity and neediness to want to feel love, we sacrifice ourselves for allowing people into our life to treat us like shit. At least we're not alone, but at least we have someone. And you'll settle for that someone because at least you got something rather than nothing. So then you'll completely devalue yourself, allow someone to treat you like shit because you don't want to be alone. And that's like the like highlight. Let me highlight that right now. Like we are afraid to be with ourselves. No? And but again, where does it come down to? Well, it comes down to your childhood. Like so much of everything that I talk about is your childhood. Like I should be called Luke Mindpower, like the coach that helps you to heal your childhood. You know, but I know that I'm so much more than that. But I'm just saying, like, it's a common thing that I continue to expose truth of why are you dysfunctional? Why are you, you know, not living your best life? Why is your nervous system dysregulated? Why are you having anxiety, depression? Why are you struggling in life? It's all your childhood. It's everything that's happened in the past, you know? And it's very uncommon that I've experienced working with everyone who's joined my Superpower Mastermind or any coaching program of mine, that it's very uncommon that someone had an amazing childhood. They know their fucking worth. They know their value. They have confidence in themselves and they've gone on to be in a fucking really bad relationship where they've been completely broken, gone through depression, and now they've come to work with us. It has not happened. Every single time, it's always to do with what happened when you were a child. What happened when you were a teenager? What kind of bullying did you experience? What kind of neglect or rejection did you go through? What kind of experiences led you to not feeling worthy, not feeling confident? Right? And it's just like not rocket science, but it's almost like it is such a almost taboo for some people that, oh, you know, like, geez, like just go and fucking research your childhood. Go and understand how you were, like what you went through, to understand why your life is the way that you are. And because again, guys, remember, it's not about like me pointing the finger at you and going, you know, you're not, life isn't. It's about you realizing that, am I happy? Not. Am I content or not? Is this the life that I want to be living? Because if it's not, well, you know that there's some work to do. You know that, you know, I've got to like look deeper into this and I don't understand myself or I don't understand why something keeps happening. And if you don't understand why it keeps happening, well, you just don't understand yourself. Simple. And if you don't understand yourself, well, then what do you got to do to understand yourself? Well, go and understand your childhood. Understand your personality. Understand your habits. Understand the things that happened to you and why what happened to you has affected the way that you have grown up. That's why I always come back to saying that a lot of us, again, like to say that, yeah, I've grown a lot. I've changed a lot. I know my worth. Do I still deal with a bit of self-doubt? Absolutely. Anything that's unfamiliar or that I haven't experienced yet, like for example, podcasting, like doing what I'm doing right now, this is easy for me. Like this is, it's fucking, I'm excited about this shit. Like this, I'm so in my comfort zone. It's ridiculous, you know? But when it comes to live events, when it comes to getting in front of thousands of people, when it comes to doing something like that, guess what? That's unfamiliar for my brain. Even though I've done so many live events now since 2023, you know, I'll still do them, but because I don't do them as often, there's definitely some doubt, a little bit of fear, all that shit that comes up. Not that I allow that to control me, but I'm just giving you an example of how you can actually transform your mind and your level of confidence and belief if you would give yourself permission and allow yourself to step into the unfamiliar and do it consistently. Because as you can keep, what you think of, you know, actors, how do they become really good at what they do in acting? Well, they don't do it just one time. And a lot of these actors, before they became famous on TV, well, they were in theater. You know, they were doing role plays and in-person things and practicing. And then eventually, after years of practice, same thing as Formula One drivers, you know, they started doing go-karts and racing in go-karts and doing these little freaking things when they were little. And then, you know, 10, 15 years later, now they're in Formula One. Now they're in the top league. It's same with the soccer players. Soccer players fucking 3, 4, 5 years old. And then it's like a 10 years, a 15-year journey of making it to the big league. Like, that is consistency over time. You don't get good at being the best version of yourself or transforming your mind or transforming your relationships or your success over 6 months. It's a journey of consistent freaking action. So going back to what I was talking to you about is, you know, you attract what you are. Why do I attract toxic relationships or negative experiences? It's because you accept it, because you have a certain level of self-worth or confidence that you are believing about yourself. And so when people come into your life and they don't treat you in a nice way because of your lack of confidence and self-worth, then you allow that shit. Okay? And what happens to many, many people is that we break up with those relationships because we go, oh, I don't want to be disrespected, or that person treated me like shit. And then you piss them off. And then guess what? You don't do any work on yourself to evolve, to overcome like any limiting beliefs or whatever trauma you're holding on to, whatever fears or insecurities that attracted that person in the first place. You know, so you don't do any work on that. And so a lot of the times, and this is not all the time, because I've actually heard some incredible stories from some of my clients that they actually didn't do any work on themselves, and they were just so blessed that they actually met someone that was fucking good for them. And that is the miracle of life. You know, but for many of us, that's not the way that it's happened. The way that it's happened is toxic relationship, break up, fall into another relationship, figure out that it's fucking shit as well, break up, next one comes along, same shit, until you are destroyed spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, and then you fucking hate that opposite sex, right? You're like, it. I'm done. I'm done with relationships. I'm done with giving my life to someone else. I'm done. Right? Because of those 4 or 5 or however many experiences you've had that have been negative, right? You now place that belief on the whole population, which is a load of crap. You know? And again, I will repeat the same thing. If you want to attract better in your life, become better. You want to attract someone that has confidence and self-worth, make sure that you are a living proof and example of fucking confidence and self-worth. Don't expect to attract someone that is going to treat you right with respect. And you don't have that kind of self-respect for yourself when you've been allowing yourself in certain relationships to be disrespected. That means you got no self-respect. You want people to respect you? Respect yourself. Respect yourself enough to know that when someone talks shit to you, or when someone, you know, crosses your boundary, or when someone doesn't treat you the right way, that you are able to communicate that and say, hey, buddy, let me put you in fucking line. These are my standards. Don't treat me like that. One more fucking chance, or maybe no more chance. See you later. If you're kind, you'll go, give you one more chance. Treat me like that, cross that line, and you're out of my life. But see, we don't show up like that because, again, what are we doing? We don't want to be alone. We settle for less. We don't think we deserve better. And the truth is, oh, there's fucking better for you out there. You know, there's so many people in the world, but yet we limit ourselves of like, oh, nah, you know, maybe if I lose this one, then I'm never going to find someone else. Again, it's all limiting beliefs. And if you continue to have a limited mindset, well, you'll continue to live a limited life. I don't know about you, but I ain't living no limited bullshit. I'm fucking here to get as much as I can, to suck as much juice out of the orange as possible of this life. I have so much potential. So do you. And if you keep living in a limited way and that it's not possible and that I can't achieve this, because whatever your dream, you know, whatever your dream is, it's possible. Like anyone who tells you that your dream is not possible, that you can't achieve something, and maybe your dream is a healthy fucking relationship. And I know this firsthand because this was my dream. And my dream was to meet my wife. That was my fucking dream. And I didn't give up. I kept pursuing. I kept going. Even towards just before I met her, I was getting the shits. I was getting pissed off because I was like, God, what are you doing? Like, how many more years do you need me to keep growing for me to become this version of me before I meet my wife? How much longer? I was getting annoyed. And maybe that's when God said, okay, Luke, I hear you. I'll get her to show up in your life. And she did, you know? And sometimes maybe that's what it was. It's like seek and ask and the knock and the door, someone will answer the door, you know? Seek and you shall find. Ask the question, you know? So whatever your dream is, and like, let's talk about coaching, guys. Let's talk about having an online business. What is it like? Let's talk about having social media platforms and posting content and creating value for people online and doing this kind of work, right? Which is, again, this is just part of my business. You know, it's not the full thing because the other part of it is live workshops, is working with companies, is speaking to their teams, is being in front of people, is doing live events. That's the other part of it, you know? So be careful what you wish for. Because you really don't know your potential, right? You might be sitting there going, oh, I'd love to help people. Guess what? That can skyrocket into stuff that you don't even know is possible, that people will be like, oh my gosh, I see your content online. I see what you're doing. And I would love for you to come and speak at our company or come and speak at this live event. And you're like, what the? Like, yeah, you know, you've got that value, right? But if you don't believe it, if you've never done it before, your mind is just going to go, oh, don't be silly. I'm not going to do that, right? These are the options and choices that we have to think about. What are the possibilities? Who can you become? Who do you want to become? And are you allowing yourself expand, grow, to like understand that there's more? There's so much untapped potential that you have to explore in your life, that where you're at right now is just a limited version of yourself. So I hope with that relationship stuff, it makes sense. Help you understand, you know, if you attract what you are, why do I attract toxic relationships? And it's just really low self-confidence, low self-worth, low self-love. You don't love yourself enough. You haven't done enough work, too much insecurities. You're settling for less because you're afraid that maybe I won't get anything or maybe I'll be alone and all that kind of stuff, you know? So it's really, really important for you to become aware that your reality and the life that you're living right now is just a reflection of your thoughts and beliefs and how you feel about yourself, okay? Because no one who loves the shit out of themselves and respects themselves and has self-worth and self-confidence is going to allow someone to come in their life and fucking put them down. And if you got someone that's putting you down, fuck them off. Someone needed to hear it, you know? Someone needed to hear it. Some people will complain and say, Luke, why do you have to cuss like that? And I'll say, well, because I'm fucking saying shit that needs to be heard. And sometimes when you cuss, it needs to be fucking heard and you hear it better. Like, the light fucking goes on, like bing, 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 bing. Like the siren comes on. It's like, whoa, shit, hang on. All right, listen. So I think I've made my point very, very clear. Right, you change your beliefs, change the way you think, start doing and acting in a way that doesn't reflect the old version of yourself. Because you will always keep staying where you are if you keep thinking the same, believing the same, keep doing the same, never grow. It's a shame because you, as Les Brown told me, I believed him. What a fool. You know, when I was starting this journey, I would listen in the car to Les Brown on YouTube and type in Les Brown. I would listen, man, like I was addicted to it, inspired, you know. I was ready for change. I wanted to change my life. And he was motivating me. And he said something to me and I believed him. Let me try and do that for you right now. You have something special. You have greatness within you. And that's exactly what Les Brown would say on those videos and that motivational videos, that content that I was listening to on YouTube. And he would say, you have something special. You have greatness within you. And I just thought, you know what? I do. I believe you. I do have greatness within me. And this is what can happen when you start to really believe. So like, wow, I didn't even know Les. I haven't spoken to him personally. I haven't met him in person, but I'm listening to his speeches. He's telling me I have greatness within me. Why should I believe him? Why should I believe him? If my life is not reflecting the greatness, if my life is not reflecting the success that I think I should be living or how I, you know, how things should be in my life, I'm not that. But then someone's saying, but you have something special. You have greatness within you. Why should you believe it? You know, you can easily just go, Luke, shut up. What you're saying, I've got greatness in me. What a load of shit. Right? And it's very easy. You can do that. But one thing that I do know is that you have a left and a right, an up and a down, black and a white, positive and a negative. And you can choose to believe or you can choose to not have faith. You can choose to say yes to yourself. And you can also choose to say, nah, who cares? I'm just going to stay where I'm at. You can choose to program your mind for success so that becomes familiar. Or you can choose to program yourself in a fearful and negative way and keep watching the news on the TV. Watching things that bring more fear into your life. Keep watching things that don't inspire you and actually help you and teach you to become a better version of yourself. So my point is, let me add to that, everything that you've been through in your life, part of your fabric, who you are now, subconscious mind. Your life is just a reflection of everything you've been through. Now, if you know that truth and you want a different life, well, you know exactly what that looks like. It's like change your habits, change your thoughts, change your environment, change the people that you surround yourself with. Change what you're learning, change what you're focusing on, because what you focus on expands. So once again, thank you for being here, but I do want to kind of lean into Luke Mindpower Coaching Institute for anyone who's watching or listening right now. If you've ever contemplated becoming a life coach or helping other people, or maybe you've just had an inkling, and if you're watching this right now, you will be able to apply for our next intake, on which starts on the 1st of July, which is in just 4 weeks' time. Our next intake is the 1st of July for the Luke Mindpower Coaching Institute, and what you're going to go through is a journey of lots of learning, of course, because my passion is to help you become the most amazing coach that helps people to heal their trauma, heal their pain, heal their challenges. And there's a variety. And even though we help you to really discover your niche and whatever it is that like you want to help others with, I already know from your life experience without even meeting you that you can help people with a lot more than what you think. Because the truth is, you've got a lot of life experience. You've overcome a lot. You've learned a lot. You've been through a lot. And so because of that, you have like a Bible of your experiences that now you can go back to, open the page and go, let me go back to this chapter of my life when I went through this and I overcame it. Let me share my wisdom with you and how you can overcome your challenge, because I've already been through that. Your life experience is so valuable that you're sitting on millions of dollars. We just don't value our life experience, and we've never known how to express it or share it with the world. And right now, with technology, with AI, you can do it faster than you think, and you can make more of an impact in the world than you think. And what better thing to do than to help others to change their lives? It's one of the most fulfilling things that I've definitely got a bit numb to, and I have to always continue to bring myself back to the present moment of like, this person is saying thank you, Luke, because their whole life has changed because of your coaching program. And I have to be present of like, oh yeah, that's cool, thanks so much for the post, to being more conscious of like, bro, you just fucking changed another person's life. That's ridiculously extraordinary. Because again, what becomes so familiar and normal, it's almost like buying a new car. It's the same shit. Get all excited, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, like, wow, I bought a new car, or it's a fucking house, or whatever it is that you bought that's new, and you're excited and you're like, wow, oh my gosh, this, that. And of course, that's why we want to practice gratitude daily, right? To remind ourselves of, hey, I'm so grateful I have this, I'm so grateful I have that, I'm so grateful, because we are basically creatures that numb to things that we acquire, you know? and the things that just become really familiar. You know, it's like one day it's like, oh my gosh, like I'm just moved into this new house. It's so amazing. Oh my gosh, I feel so good. I'm so grateful. I'm so excited. I'm blah, blah, blah. A couple months later, you've completely forgotten that you moved into the house and it's just become normal, right? And like big deal. You know? And of course, it's not that it's not a big deal. It's a huge deal. Same thing with a new car after a couple, the first week, the first 2 weeks, like, oh my gosh, be careful where you park it. Oh my gosh, don't scratch the door. Oh my God, don't hit the car next to you. Or, you know, be careful. Make sure you like park somewhere where no one can touch it. You know, you're all careful with the car, you know, and you want to wash it every fucking 3 days. You know, oh my gosh, it's getting dirty. Just quick clean it. Right? You're very like careful. 2 months, 3 months down the track, you don't give a shit. You'll park the car wherever the fuck you want to park it. Who gives a shit if someone hits it with their door? Like, it, you know, like it's, you just have less care because it's just like, you're over it. Get over it, you know? So that's my example to help you to understand, like, just that we get numb to these kind of experiences, you know? But I tell you, so even as being a coach, like my awareness to like, oh my gosh, I've created something helps people change their lives. And I don't want to be numb to it because everyone has feelings, everyone has emotions, everyone has value, and that value needs to be appreciated. We all have struggles. And when I get to witness my clients changing their lives, posting in our communities and saying stuff like, oh my gosh, like if it wasn't for you dancing, Luke, or if it wasn't for this coaching program, like I wouldn't be here. Like that hits deep. And yeah, like I've heard it a lot, but it does become a little bit normal. Me to hear that. I expect it because I didn't create a coaching program that changes your life for you not to post something in the community and say, oh, this program's shit. It didn't change my life, didn't do nothing. You know, because of the results that I get for people working with them, my expectation is that my service delivery and the curriculum and everything that I provide is so amazing that people can't help but want to post and share and go, thank you. Oh my gosh, my whole life is changing. Oh my gosh, this module. Oh my gosh, like this is what happened. Look at this breakthrough. Like this is normal for me, but it's not that I'm numb to it. It's that I expect it because that's who I am. I am greatness. I created something fucking ridiculous that changes people's lives. I'm just here to help you to do exactly the same, right? But I'm also here to remind you that you have greatness in you. You have so much extraordinary wisdom, experience, value. And we just haven't been taught how to extrapolate that, how to extract it, how to share it, how to package it, and how to sell it. And because we don't have the right systems, the processes, the software, the support, which is everything that I provide in the Luke Mind Power Coaching Institute, we feel a little bit lost. And so when we don't have that professional, I would say this is professional guidance, then you're basically walking around thinking you know what you're doing, but you're wearing fucking glasses. And there's no lights on either, so it's pretty dark. You think you know where you're going, and you think you know what you're doing, but you still can't see. You know? And I just know this firsthand because that was kind of me before I started working with my business coach. And funny enough, I got my business coach, which is just amazing. Big shout out to Omid. 5 years later, I convinced my business coach to join me in my coaching institute so that we can guarantee that when people go through the certification, that they also successfully launch their online business, start making money from doing what they love. That's a guarantee. Isn't that extraordinary? Like I was once a client, I still am, working with my business coach. Now, because of what I built, my business coach had confidence, so much confidence to go, I want to work in your coaching institute. Like I want to help your clients. I was the client in a coaching program, you know? So big shout out to Omid. Thank you for joining us in the Luke Mind Power Coaching Institute. It's such an amazing honor and blessing to be working with you. And I'm just excited for everyone because I can't wait to just keep helping more people become amazing coaches, learn social media, learn how I created my coaching programs, learn the best strategies and techniques of coaching people and helping people get the results. Because funny enough, I didn't really have a framework or a methodology back when I first started in 2021, when I started the Superpower Mastermind, my group coaching program. I didn't have like understanding of like, how do I coach? How do I help people? And because I've been doing this and like, how did I start this, guys? I started it from motivational speaking. from doing personal development and emotional healing work, working with an amazing transformational speaker and coach to become a better communicator. And then because of my own healing journey, I created a coaching program from that, understanding how I healed my emotional trauma, my own insecurities and fears and doubts, lack of confidence in myself, lack of self-love. And because I understood how I did it, I made it into a coaching program with the help and support of my business coach. As I put that all together, now it's been running for 5 years consistently. And because of all the experience I have with all of the clients I've worked with, now I have like this awareness to how I actually coach, which is what I teach in the Coaching Institute, to help you to actually ask the right questions, to have a system and a process for you to actually help your clients to transform their lives. Because yes, it is in the work that you create, the workbooks, trainings, the workshops, but it's also in your ability to ask the right questions. Strategy that you have as a life coach to connect with your client and get them to open up, because that's a skill. Because when we're coming from fear and lack and doubt, we've been hurt. The normal thing that happens is we close up. So we hold on to, we suppress all of the emotions, all the feelings. We hold on to that. And really that's, again, we're playing a character for a certain amount of time. Like what Jim Carrey says, you know, really depression is basically your body shutting down and saying, you know, fuck you. I can't play this character anymore, because you've just been holding it on for so long. You know? I remember when I watched this video, he said, depression is deep rest. So you're playing a character for a certain amount of time before your body says, nah, carrying too much emotion. I'm carrying too much energy. I'm suppressing so much for so long. I'm ruminating all the time, fucking anxious as well, and I'm shutting down. So that's where you fall into depression and you don't want to get out of bed, and really you're just very closed. A lot of fear and judgment that comes with exposing the truth. And that's why you need an amazing coach. Because when you have an amazing community, amazing coach, you have an amazing environment that actually makes you feel seen, supported, and there's emotional safety, miracles happen. But where's the miracle actually happening? Well, it's you feeling validated. It's you feeling supported. It's you feeling loved. It's you feeling and connecting with other people as well, because you start realizing that, oh my goodness, like if they can share their trauma, if they can share their fears, if they can share their doubts, if they can share and expose their deepest pain, I can too. That's where you get the winning jackpot. Transforming your clients. So I'm just here to share with you that if I can do this and I can learn to be an extraordinary coach through all of my experience in my life, and I can learn to help others, guess what? So can you. You've got so much to give. And I want to touch on this lie for anyone who's like, oh, life coaches, or there's too many coaches out there, or there's too many self-help gurus, or all this kind of, no, there's not. Not enough. Like legit. And I'm not just saying this because I've got a coaching institute and I want you to come and join us in the coaching institute and get certified and then start your own coaching business. I'm legit saying there is not enough coaches out there helping people change their life. The amount of the fucking suicide rate that there is around the world is extraordinary. You know, the amount of people on antidepressants, anti-anxiety medication, mental health is fucking mental. Like, it's crazy how much people are struggling out there. There is not enough people like me, not enough coaches. There's not enough people dancing. There's not enough coaches out there speaking up. Not enough people out there saying, you know what, I've got a lot of life experience. I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to speak. I'm going to share. I'm going to inspire people. I'm going to create some sort of coaching program or some sort of community where I can bring people together so they can change their life for the better. You know? So that's something that I want to kill straight away. This myth, because I've heard it a lot, the market is saturated. Bullshit. That's a load of crap, guys. Okay? The market's not saturated. Okay? Don't believe that. Okay, the truth is there is no you, there is no me. So the market will never be saturated. There can never be enough life coaches because there's no Luke Mindpower. Whatever your name is, there's no one like you too. If there's no one like you, then there is no market because no one has your experience. No one has everything that you've been through. No one has lived your life. No one has been through what you've been through. And that's all you need to know. Because as long as that's the truth, which it always will be because we are all different, then you have an open fucking playing field to achieve your success and fucking show up and take action and go through the process, build something amazing and live a life of purpose and fulfillment. Because I got to tell you that being a coach and being this online mentor, motivational speaker, like dancing around the world, running this podcast, you know, doing these live events. Like, how does it feel? Well, the fact that I know that I'm doing something that's valuable to the world, that's making a positive impact, is a very fulfilling experience. You know, it gives me purpose. 150,000%. You know, now, like, my wife gives me purpose. Real. You know, like, I'm a bit like, I get it now when like in when I have kids, it's going to be even more like, fuck, everything for you. I know that parenting point of view, I'm not a parent yet, but I'm just like starting to understand, even though like wife is not a child, you know what I mean? It's not like wife is dependent on me, you know, it's not like that. More that I think, you know, the difference between codependency, like just valuing each other, you know, like I'm living for me. God is my number one priority. I am my number two priority. My wife is number three. And the most powerful thing is that, you know, when you really know that you're looking after yourself mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, you're really looking after yourself, taking care of you. Natural thing that I'm experiencing, that I look after my, you know, I just want her to be happy, happiest she could ever be. I want it to be the healthiest. I want to give the world, you know? So there's purpose in, of course, different areas, but would I be able to maintain or sustain or achieve my success if I was doing something that did not give me purpose or that wasn't fulfilling or that wasn't something that was naturally something that I enjoy doing? Like this, I love it. Like, give me the microphone, man. I'll fucking talk. I'll inspire the shit out of you and I will just flow. You know, this is natural for me. So natural. Love it. I don't have to sit here and go, what are we going to talk about today? Oh my gosh, I'm stressing out. I don't know what we're going to talk about. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? It's not a blank, you know, not blank for me. Give me the mic and I'll start yapping on, you know, like give me the mic and that's what happens. Growth, mindset. I can learn from my mistakes. I can improve by working hard. I will never give up. I'm determined to get better. Self-reflection will help me succeed. I can overcome challenges with effort. I can train my brain. The last one is the most important. And train my brain. And so it does come down to, you know, you do what you love. They say you'll never have to work a day in your life. Of course I'm working. Like, come on, I'm not being naive or stupid. Like, what are you doing? I'm fucking working, but I'm doing something that I enjoy. You know, of course I take breaks and all that kind of shit, but still, this is so easy. You know, so the whole point is your life, knowing yourself, say that knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom, but knowing yourself, knowing that, hey, if you're ever a feeling of like, I'm really good at holding space for people, you know, people feel safe around me. I'm really good at helping others. Like, people come to me for advice. Man, you're a coach. Right? People seem to open up to me. Just, no, it's weird. They just seem to open up to me. You're a coach. You know? Like, these are the signs that you're good at helping others. You may be a good listener. You may be someone that gives good advice. Right? You start to become aware of this. A lot of us are already aware of it, but we're just not realizing that, oh my gosh, I can actually turn this into a business. I can actually turn this into something that is bigger than what I ever thought. Okay? And don't let the possibility of big success scare you, because when I first started, I didn't start and go, oh my gosh, I'm going to build like, you know, 7-figure company and all this kind of stuff. No, I didn't do that. I just started. You don't need to know the way. The way will appear as you take action. Whatever's meant to evolve, you'll just lean into it because you're like, okay, progress equals happiness. And if you're not making progress and you're staying in the same place, well, that's up to you to decide how that makes you feel. Me, progress equals happiness. I know when I'm making progress and I'm evolving, my company's evolving, I'm evolving as a person, I'm getting better, right? Then life, it's beautiful. It's a blessing to be alive. As I say in all my fucking music, on all my songs, most of them, it's a blessing to be alive. So purpose is definitely something a lot of us don't have. And when you start to do this kind of work, it really opens you up to go, like, yeah, what is my purpose about? Well, part of my purpose is to be an amazing husband. Part of my purpose is to serve the world. Part of my purpose is to help people to heal their trauma, change their life. What else is my purpose? Part of my purpose is helping people become certified life coaches. What else? You know, part of my purpose is to be the best version of myself, you know, to love myself, to respect myself, to be the, you know, someone I never knew existed. My purpose is to step more into my potential every single day. Part of my purpose is to have a really powerful relationship with God. You know, there's many different little purposes. But I guess when you're thinking about something that you have to spend so much time on every day, like you have to go to work, if you don't enjoy the work or you don't enjoy traveling on wherever you're going to work or the time that you have to invest into doing your job, well, then this is a beautiful opportunity for you to rethink that and go, yeah, like how could life change if I stepped into a new possibility, becoming a coach? In 6 months' time, you can be running your own online coaching business. And again, the most important thing, I said this to one of our recent clients that joined our coaching institute, actually for our next intake, shout out to Ivan if you're listening. But because he's been through a lot and he's changed his whole life. Now he's really stepping into coaching. But I remember saying something to him while we were talking, and because he has such a powerful story, you know? And that's the thing, like I know we have stuff we've been through, but I said it and I planted the seed because I believe in it. And I'm just like, man, show the fuck up. Like, do this. You know, your story is your power. Just like your pain is your power. We want to transmute that pain into your power, which goes into then your purpose. But I said to Ivan, I said, bro, you better fucking show up because soon you're going to be sharing your story, your success story of personal transformation, becoming a certified coach, starting your online business, starting your coaching programs, selling your coaching programs, changing people's lives. You're going to be sharing that success story on stage so that you can inspire more people to show them what the fuck is possible when you say yes to yourself. You know? Having an extraordinary coach like me helps. And Amid, who's our business strategy coach, you know, you need the right people in your corner to support you, to empower you, to guide you, to direct you. Even though I know there is so much information out there. And if you think that you can go on AI, YouTube, Google, figure all this shit out for yourself, do it. I encourage you to do it because, yes, there is a lot of information out there and you can search up anything. How do I do this? How do I be a coach? How do I start a business? How do I do this? Like, you can do it all. I'm not hiding shit from you. I'm not going to sit here and go, don't tell them. Don't tell them how to do it. Like, fucking find it for yourself. But it's not the same, you know? It's not the same as joining us on a coaching call during the week and going, Luke, I'm doing this. This is not really working, or I'm really struggling with this, or I've been working with my client now and this is the kind of problems I'm having. How do I fix this? Of course, you can go online again and search it up. But what we're really yearning for, guys, is human connection. As much as AI is really powerful and it's really great, you know, I use it all the time, but it just doesn't match the same when you know that you're talking to a human. You know what I mean? And that's the difference between working online by yourself, trying to figure out all the solutions, because there's many options. There's many different solutions and strategies for sales, you know, for building your business. There's lots out there, you know. But again, challenge, when you have too many, right, too many options, just fucking get saturated, you get lost. I don't know, this is like a good idea, then this one's over here, then this over here. If you had a direct pathway that was already created, all you need to do was just follow you, you'll get the result. That's the possibility for you. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're interested in applying to our coaching institute, this live stream or in this podcast episode, wherever you're tuning in from, you'll see a link to apply to the Luke Mindpower Coaching Institute. Our next intake is the 1st of July. I don't know what's happening after that. So if you do want to apply to become a coach and get your certification, then all you need to do is click the link, apply, answer some questions, and then you'll be connecting with my team, possibly with me. If you do get approved and you are the right fit, then you will be having a call with me as well. I love to connect with everyone who coaching institute or possibly wants to, because I'm also, I say this to everyone that gets on a call with me, selective with who joins the coaching institute. It is not for everyone, and everyone is not the right fit. You know? So it's really important for me to sit with you guys, to understand your story, to understand why you want to be a coach, to understand who you want to serve, and we go from there. So most importantly, thank you so much for joining me. I hope that you found this inspiring, valuable, and if you did, please share it with your friends, share it on Facebook, tag me on your Instagram stories, tag me on the podcast episode that you're listening to, share it to your social media platforms. The more people get this information, the more we can make a positive impact in the world, and really supports my channels and my social media platforms to reach more people. So I really appreciate it when you guys comment, when you guys share. If you haven't left a comment, say hello. Let us know your thoughts on this podcast episode, because I'd love to hear from you. And if you have any questions, please post them in the comments and I'll reply to you very soon. That's it. You guys, appreciate you all. I love you all. Episode of the Luke Mindpower Podcast.
Now I'm standing here, yeah, I found my light. Turn my pain into purpose. Now I shine so bright. All the scars that I carry made me who I